We are learning Masechta's Kedushin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Neman Bala Mekach Loimar Lezeh Mecharti VeLezeh Lo Mecharti. This guy has a Mekach, he's selling something, and there's two people saying, you sold it to me, and we'll see in the Gemara in a second, they both gave money for it. They both gave money, everyone agrees they both gave money to it. Shaul, who's really the one who bought it? So the Bala Mekach is Neman. Kozman he has in his own hand. He didn't give it away yet. It's still in his hand. He is Neman. And like the Mara says, Medvar Amurim is Mach Mechav Yodah. Ava Ein Mechav Yodah, Ein Neman. If it's not in his hand, it's not Neman. What's the pshat? It explains Rashi is that because when it's still in his hand, he makes sure to know who he sold it to. Because since he got money from both of them, if he backs out of the guy that he really sold it to, he gets a curse called Mishapara. He gets a klala, Mishapara. So someone gave him money. And both of them gave him money, but one of them gave him money and actually he sold it to that person. If he backs out, then he gets Mishapara. So he's very careful to know who he sold it to. And therefore, he is Neman to say, I sold it to that person. But after he gave it away already, to whoever it is, he's not Neman to say, oh, I really sold it to the other guy. Because after he gave it away already, he's misalik himself from it. He doesn't care anymore. It makes no difference who he sold it to. And therefore, he doesn't remember anymore. And therefore, he's not Neman. So tomorrow, let's read it one more time. He's Neman, but Medvar is Neman. When does he believe his man should mech be other? When mech is in his hand. Aba mech be other in Neman. Faith the Gemara kasha, v'nechzi zuzei miman nakat. And the Gemara's kasha is, even without mech be other, as Tosfos explains Rashi, that even without having in his hand, we already gave it away, let's see who we got money from. Okay, and then, whoever he got money from is a non-tzadi, that he always remembers who he got money from. So he knows who he got money from. So whoever gave the money, that's the one who bought it. L'tzricha, the knockout mitzvah value. Like we spoke out, he got from both of them. V'amar, chav midat toiv, chav akarchi. One was forced and one was medayis. V'yedia, hey medayis, v'yedia, lo medayis. I don't know which one's which. So the halach is that if he still has a mekach in his hand and he still has to be careful of mishapara, then he's neman. After he gave it away already, he gave it to the person who he sold it to already, then he's not neman to say which one is. They're both fighting. Not neman to say which one he gave it to. That is Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Just want to mention, Tosfos has a whole different pshat in the sugya. Tosfos learns that it's working with a migu. That the reason why he's neman is, if he has it in his hand, he has a migu because he can give it to anyone he wants. And that's the pshat. That and the Mar's kash is, let's see who he got money from, because then it's not shayach a migu, because it's a migu makam edim. Because whoever he got the money from, he probably gave it to them. So then there's no nemanis even by mecha b'yada. So feed Tosfos the kasha of nechzi zuzi manokas asking on even mecha b'yadoi. Let's see who he got the money from. Because then he's not believed. Because a migu makam edim. Another pshat of nemanis. Another gemara of nemanis. Neman dying loy malaze zechisi v'zechi yafti. We have two people came to Bezdim and they walk out and they're each saying, I won the case. So you ask the Dayan. Dayan's neman to say, that one is the winner and he's the loser. Medvar amurim shebali dinim oim lefanav. It's only if they're still here in Bezdin. Avla ain bali dinim oim lefanav. If the bali dinim not here anymore, ain neman. He's not neman because there, it's lava dait anymore. He forgets about it. It's not negay anymore. And therefore he forgets about it. Break the Gemara. V'nechzi zchus ma'anaka. Let's see who has... When they finish with the Torah, they write out a shtar zchus. They write who won. Let's see who has it. Who is a psak din zchus? And for the Gemara, it's tricha the kriya zchusayu. It got ripped up. So very Gemara, not a kasha. Very simple. You know, when you make a din Torah, it's true. It's true din. So do it again. Read the din Torah again, and then we'll see who won. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case of Beshuda the Daini. Certain times when you can't come to good maskana, you can't come to a clear answer to the question. So you do with Shuda the Daini, which means sometimes, let's say a guy gave a present to two people, and like to Taivya, it says, that's the case in Gemara Ksubas. And there's two Taivyas. So you figure out which ones make sense that he gave the present to that one. So since it works through the dining, it's possible the next time you make a din Torah on this, you might, you know, come to a different verdict. Because it's all totally in what you thought at that time, what the dying came out with. It has to do a lot with his mindset more than actual facts. And therefore, if you do it again, you might come to a different answer. And therefore, in this case, you need an amonis of the dying, and it depends. If the guys are still in front of you, then you're never say, I was mizaka that person, mechayev that person. Mashayin came, if they left, you're not never anymore to say who won and who didn't win. So, to our Rav Nachman, shloisha nemonim ala bechar. there are three different people who could be Naaman, who in the family is the Bechar. Let's say they have twins, and we want to know which one's older, which boy is older, to get Pishnaim. There are three people who are Naaman on that. Elohein, Hachaya, that's the midwife, like we said before, there's a Naamanus for midwife. Pashas, it's a Naamanus derabbanon, because she's usually the only one there given by the birth, and therefore the Rabban said that we have to make her Naaman, because if not, who will be Naaman? And Aviv Imai. And the father and mother also Naaman. The Aviv is from a pasuk Yakir, we'll see soon. And Imai also, it's Machlekes if it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa. So, but the Gemara says there's a difference between these three people. Chaya is La'alter. Midwife's only Naaman La'alter, but after she leaves the room or she turns around with people on the Amar, she's not Naaman anymore because it's hard for her to really remember exactly which one's which. Imai calls Shiva. The mother's Naaman the first 7 days, because that's when she spends a lot of time with the kids. Aviv La'alam, the father's Naaman La'alam. As Machlokes Rishonim, if the father's Naaman La'alter, you have to wait till after 7 days. Rashi's mashma, calls Shiva Zag Rashi, Shadayin ain't Aviv Makir boy, Shlo Yotzev Atachas de Imai Likonos de Bris. It didn't leave the mother yet. Mekanveilach Mudal Aviv La'kiruch Sivyakir. Kamen Samuel says, the Rambam says, not like this, the Rambam says that the Aviv is Naaman right away. Back upon him, La'aviv is Naaman La'alam, Kirtan with the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Yakir. That's the pasuk. So we darshin that there is a yakir. The pasuk is like this: Ki es avachar ben asnua yakir lost the pishnayim, and we darshin yakir yakirenu laachirim. You could be neman for other people. Mekana Rav Yehuda neman adam loymer zebni bechar. A person is neman to say this is my son the bechar. Kshem neman loymer zebni bechar. Kach neman loymer zeb ben grushav zeb ben chalutza. Not only neman to say this child is a bechar, but you also neman to say this child is a ben grusha ben chalutza, which is a new darga. He's saying this, you never say this child's apostle. V'chacham v'emrim ain't a neman. Chacham say you're not neman. Rashi says only arguing on ben grusha ben chalutza. Avad that chacham agree that you're neman on bechar. That's apostle yakir. But that the Tanakhama said it kashem that you're neman as a that the child's a bechar. You never ben grusha ben chalutza. That the rabban argue on. And Tosef even asked Taka, how does Rabbi Yehuda know this? How does the Tanakhama, which Rabbi Yehuda know that? You never want to say ben grusha ben chalutza. He says bishlam bni bechar dear you never want because there it's not the paslam, it's the given pishnayim, but the paslam who says you never want. So the ayin toisus brings a raya that how you never want because he says just like you see you can say yakir ben abonim, which means you're saying the other bonim are not a bechar. So therefore, and he says it could be making them to mamzerim. Ayin toisus he has a cheshbon how. Fear of Yehuda, what the where the makar for their manas of ben grusha or ben chalutza. Zok the maravaita. Then the mishnah, we had a stuki and a sufi, and we had in our mishnah that a stuki is actually mutter b'mamzer, and also lekahal. We said it's also lekahal yisrael. Why? Because of ma'alos of yuchsim, but it's mutter lemamzer because a stuki is a suffik mamzer and suffik kahal, and a mamzer vada is mutter b'suffik kahal. And the Mishnah ends off by saying, Avashal called a stuki beduki. Now what does that mean? What's that negay and what does that mean? Zok to Gemara, my beduki. Ilei mashabait kemes ima yivei meres akashon avalti nemenes. Does it mean that you ask the mother, and if the mother says that lakashon avalti, so then the kid is not a mamza, the kid is a kashori Yisrael. We have here, like the Gemara said before, a stuki is a case where the mother is a penuya, and the mother has no idea. We have no idea, put it that way, who the father is. So if you ask the mother, and the mother says, I know who the father is, and the person's a kosher, she is Naaman. That's what Beduki means. You can ask the mother, and she is Naaman. And therefore, Shtuki be Mutter to be a regular Yisrael, and also to marry Mamzer, and Mutter to marry Yisrael. So is that what it means? Come on, Rav Gamil. That's like the sheet of Rav Gamil in Masechet Ksubos. Tanina Chod HaZimna. We already had this Mishnah about this in Masechet Ksubos. So we should have mentioned Abishol over there. Should have said Chet Amah Abishol in Ksubos. The Tanan says in Masechet Ksubos. Hoysim Abarish. She was Mabarish. But Amru Lah, and we ask her, Ma Tibush Ubuzeh? Where does Ubu come from? Amru Lahem, Im Ish Plainty, it's from that plain of a Kayin, who is Kayin. Rav Gamil, Rav Elazar, I remember Nemanes, she is Naaman. Rav Yeshua, Amar Loi Mepiyanu Chayim, she's not Naaman. It's all Shaila, Dina Sugya, Bari V'Shemo, and Alts the Cheskes Kashrus, but the Loch is over there, that Rav Gamil is Naaman. Vom Rav Yudom Rashmua, Loch Rav Gamil. And Rashi says, the Gemara's Kasha is, that we should have said, in that Mishnah, V'chein, Hoi Abishol, Oymil Kedvarav. So what's it doing over here in this Mishnah? We already have discussion of Naamanes, in Mishnah Ksubas. So Gemara answers that they're talking about two different discussions. Chado lahach sheba, v'chad lahach shebita. He says the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about b'machsher her, that Rav Gamliel is only maimin herself, that she's not a chalal now, and she's not a schalal menachuma, because she was mezana with a kasher, but she is not neman to the uber. It's a shaila in chazakas, because she has a cheskas kasher, so that's why you're neman. Maybe not neman for the uber, maybe not neman on the child. So here comes our Mishnah, which is talking about the children of such a marriage, or such a mother. And we say that here, you never even to say the child is a kasher. So chod l'hach shabab, chod l'hach shabita. It's a suffix. The suffix in that Gemara will be a suffix. If we didn't see anything about the bita. Here we see that even bita, if the mother says that I know who it is, it's not a menace. So Gemara says, honich l'madi amar, l'divri amach shabab, poysel bita. That only works, there's no chlek, because they had to learn a meal. That's only if the l'madi amar says, that amach shabab, poysel bita. That amach shabab holds that the bita is possible. But if you hold that even there, Rabbi Gamliel meant her and the child is mutter. Again, back to that kasha. Why didn't that Mishnah mention Abishal? What's it doing in our Mishnah? What's Ma'asos Shvino? And if more the Abishal adi from Rabbi Gamliel, the case of Abishal is a case where it's a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Gamliel. Dima Hosam Avmina Hosam the Reiv Ksheir Metzla. There is talking about a Pnuya. And the Roi Ve'ir are Masi and Lakuna, which means Roi Ve'ir are Kosher. That was the case in that Mishnah. Here, the Chiddush is that even she was a Arusa, which means that, and she's tiny, it's from the Arus, which makes it a Kosher, but it's a Roi Ve'ir are Psul Metzla, or the case was she's a Pnuya, and Roi Ve'ir the city are Pasul, so maybe there you would not be Naman. Kamas Vol Naman. Says Hasam, the Roi Ve'ir Metzla, that's why you're Naman. Avaheicha, the Roi Ve'ir Psul Metzla. But maybe in the case it's Reb Shulman Tzla, we gave two cases how it could be Reb Shulman Tzla. Either she is a Rusa, and then anyone else from Zion with her is an Eishes Ish, the only one who could be cautious from the Arus. Or the case is she's a Pnuya, but Reb of the city are Psulim. Even then, Zok Abashal de Inamon. Abahech Reb Shulman Tzla, Emeloi Tzricha, Emeloi Tzricha. You think they're not Naman, Tzricha, therefore you have to say Abashal over here to teach us that Beduki, you could ask the mother's Nemenes, even by Reb Shulman. Amar Rava halacha k'Abishal. Rava says we paskin like Abishal that your neman, that beduki means you ask the mother is neman, and even b'makoyim roiv pesulim.